So we have the Harpersville Hornets already on the field, and now making their entrance, the Tioga Tigers. It happens to be a 19-0 lead by the Tioga Tigers. And it's interesting because look who is out on the field trying to practice now, kicking from the 25. We may see field goal action coming up. It is Tanner Fulk, and he practices one, has the same holder that he had before. And now the team comes rushing past him. But that was what I was referring to. He has been here just practicing, and he's going to practice another one before he has to get back to serious business.
And I am impressed by Folk, but I think I'm more impressed by that ball boy who has the courage to just hang in there and not move his hand with a kid who's probably about twice his size.
Oh, yeah.
Swinging his leg right at him.
And the same guy. This guy is probably, I'd say, an 11 to 12-year-old. And in any event, he has been absolutely fearless in there, and it was during the first pregame warm-up when I saw Tanner Folk kicking that, and now he's kicking another one. So he knows what his job is, and I would not be surprised, but what if they manage to get the ball in field goal range? You may see that tried again today. Here comes kick number four. It's up, and from our vantage point, it looks to be right on the money. So we have ourselves a 19-0 ball game. You went down through the statistics before. Two touchdowns in there for a guy by the name of Jesse Manuel, as he has just looked so good all season long.
Interception on defense as well. He's been able to make impacts on both sides of the ball so far in this one.
I was listening to the noise in the background and see if anybody was going to say anything over the PA system as we had the little old Jeopardy theme going there for a second. So it is going to be, let's see, Devin Dean along with Stephen Lee, Andrew Kimmel, and Cody Snow in the backfield for the Harpersville Hornets. Ryan Bergeson, Jesse Manuel, Dylan House, and Brad Jump, the man who manned the backfield for the Tioga Tigers. Both teams come into this ball game at 3-0 in league play, 5-0 overall, and we're getting ready to go with the third quarter of this anticipated and heavily covered ball game. Now, as we said, coming up next week, we will have the contest between Sydney and Tioga down at Tioga. That will be the only game coming up next week. We happen to have one of those days when all of the local teams play at home. And now
we're just about getting set for kickoff, finally.
It took everybody a while to get going here.
Yeah.
Usually they'll come right out at halftime and be ready to go. So it will be the Harpersville Hornets who now sprint out and will be kicking it away to the Tioga Tigers.
And it's a short, wobbly kick. Ball still loose, and it could have been doven on by a Harpersville Hornet, but it is actually recovered by Tioga. Real opportunity there for Harpersville.
Yeah, the man who finally came up out of the pack with it is Jake Howland. He is a senior. He fell on the football and managed to hold it down for the Tigers.
Tioga will have their first possession of
Tioga,
the second half, first and 10 from their own 44-yard line.
Has the white jerseys, so they have white jerseys with dark numerals, and it is the hometown Harpersville Hornets who have the dark uniforms with bright gold numerals.
And Bergeson sticking with the same lineup that's worked for him in the first half, and he's giving it to Manuel again for a gain of about one or two.
Yeah, this is the case where you say, well, can the defensive unit make the changes that need to be made to stop a very powerful Tiger team? And it is Coach Petrus and the rest of the coaching staff who are trying to make adjustments in their halftime discussions. We'll see if it's going to work. Second, and we'll call it 9.
Kicks the man, Carter Jackson, into the backfield for two up backs leading ahead for Manuel on the left side of the field. It's hard to get a hand on him with those blockers in front, and he's able to run for a first down.
Yeah, he gets across the 45, so as a result, that's a few inches more than he needed. Not a whole lot more than he needed, but enough for the signal for the first down to come, and they will move the chains.
And the problem with, you know, a defensive perspective in this situation is that you just can't see them. And you get, so talk about adjustments, difficult task with this type of blocking up front, especially also the power backs in the backfield. Kithcart split out wide on the near side of the field, but what do you know? It's another handoff to Manuel over the middle and another positive gain for about 6 or 7.
5'7", 151 pounds, and he will end up going home and sleeping well tonight because he's carried that ball many, many times, and he's been hit very, very hard. Second about 5. The ball now just inside the 40-yard line at about the 39.
10:23 left in the third quarter. As Ferguson, this time it's a counter to the far side of the field. It's also Manuel again. And he's pushed out probably shy of the first down marker.
Yeah, I do believe he was a little bit shy that time. He was hit down at about the 35. We'll have to wait for the marker to be put back up. But they are not moving the chains. It looks like he has about 2 yards to go.
Third and short coming up for the Tigers.
So the ball's still at about the 37-yard line.
Third and 2. Kithcart back at the tight end position on the near side of the field. Just one power back, and he's the one who gets the ball. That's Dylan House. And he runs for a first down.
Yeah, it was. He easily had the hole and easily had the first down that time as he manages to get down inside the 35. And he is going to be probably at about the 32, 33-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers there.
Clock continues to run, 9:20.
This is where you start talking about the big Mo. The momentum going your way. The Tigers not accustomed to being scored upon this season.
Ferguson hands it off to Manuel on the right near side, and he's crunched it by several Harpersville defenders.
Yeah, that's what you call the big pile defense right there, where it's going to be difficult for anybody to get through. Gain on the play, we'll call it about a yard. Well, I'll tell you, the old Wasps and Hornets are out today. They love the sunshine.
Not a coincidence being in Harpersville.
Oh, another bad one.
I'm sorry.
I know you are.
Ferguson fakes it in the backfield to Manuel, but is going to give it to House.
Right side dive for
might have, actually, pardon me, Brad Jump in the middle of the field. Third down coming.
Ryan House, whose name we haven't heard mentioned all that many times, is one of the reserve players. He's a senior. Defensive starter, not an offensive starter. The Tigers taking their time. They are now down inside the 30.
Third down, giving it to his man, Jesse Manuel, to the right side of the field.
Yeah, brought down by Andrew Kimmel. And it is just amazing how he has energy and energy. And it's like the old, just keeps on going and going. Ever ready, Bunny. First and 10. The ball spotted down. We'll call it at the 22-yard line.
Moe's been on the side of the Tigers in this one and the side of the Tigers for most of the season. Playing from behind is not something they're used to. Hands the ball off to, that was number 9. That was, oh, Adams Werlein. He had an excellent game against Oxford last week, and he's getting in some earned time that he's rightfully deserved.
Adam Swirline is the man who wears two numbers. Sometimes he's number 9, sometimes he's number 42. Happens to be his away numbers today. And with 7:09 showing on the clock, the Harpersville Hornets are going to take time out. Number of coaches go out and try to set the defensive plans that are coming up here shortly. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harry and Anthony back here at Harpersville. One freshman on the team for the Harpersville Hornets. That is Mr. Mitchell Weist. Two freshmen on the Tigers team.
Three men in the backfield for the Tioga Tigers, and you can see that the toll is starting to go to Zwirling as he gets another carry to the far side of the field.
Since we mentioned freshmen, we ought to give a shout-out to Larry Adams and to Thomas Ferguson. They are the two freshman players for Tioga.
This time it's going to go back to Manuel, and he's going to cut it back to the middle of the field and fall forward. This run game having great success throughout the game and in this quarter especially.
76, Brad Bender.
You know me, I'm a man who likes numbers. If we look at Tioga, it has 10 men over 200 pounds, three that are under 5'4 in height.
And this time it's going to go to jump for the fullback dive, and he's going to sneak in for the touchdown. 6:26 left. That's a touchdown for Tioga, making the score 25-0 with a PAT coming.
So it continues. 25-0 is our score right now, as Jump goes to work and makes short work of it. And it'll be a kicking situation as Tanner Fulk will put down the kicking tee. And it is going to be Ryan Ferguson who will hold him. So the snap comes back to Ferguson. The ball is down. It is kicked up, and it is no good as Volk hits it off to the near side, so it goes a little bit right, and with that, our score remains 25-0. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
25-0 is our score as we get ready to go on a kickoff after the touchdown that makes it 25-0 Tigers. What would you say would be an evenly balanced football team?
Evenly balanced football team. I would say the Tioga Tigers are fairly balanced.
Look at these numbers. I said they had two freshmen on the team. 14 sophomores, 10 juniors, 11 seniors. That's about as even as you get in the upper class.
Absolutely. And there's Folk with a deep kick, but it was gone out of bounds.
Yeah, but it goes out of bounds inside the 15-yard, at about the 15-yard line.
Kickoff sails out of bounds, which brings the flag.
Yeah, so we will see where we go.
Harpersville looking to get on the board, down 25-0, 6:26 left in the third quarter. They're on the field, ready to huddle up.
Ball will be spotted at the 35-yard
line. One of those things that I see.
First and 10.
I see that they will move it in, get ready to go again. Nobody has left here yet. This has been one of those days, the perfect day for a football game. Mediumly cool temperatures. It's nice and comfortable, not only for the players, not exhaustingly hot, but also comfortable for the spectators.
Devin Dean takes a snap and throws it behind a running John Andrews on the near side of the field for an incomplete pass.
Dean's pass to John Andrews sails incomplete. Second down coming up.
You know, we mentioned Adam Zweiklein earlier, and Zwerlein ended up, he's a sophomore, ended up scoring his first varsity touchdown in that game against Oxford last week.
Harpersville approaching the line of scrimmage. Kimmel in the backfield, Andrews on the near side of the field, three receivers on the far side, but he kicks Lee in motion, doesn't give it to him, and throws it to Snow, who barrels his way forward for a first down over the 45-yard line.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, the fans here at Harpersville get a new charge of enthusiasm as for the last, pretty much so far in the whole game, I'll have to say that it has been dominated by the Tigers, the Tioga Tigers leading in this contest, 25-0, 6-10, showing on the clock and the clock running. First and 10, Harpersville Hornets at the 45.
A lot of movement up front as flags come flying in.
Yeah, we saw that almost identical situation earlier where there's something in the cadence used by Harpersville that just simply made the Tigers feel that they were off and running, and they were off and running a little too soon. Ball going to be put down just across the 50 at about the 49.5 in Tioga territory.
Dean takes a snap, going to keep it himself. He's spinning to try and get away from the defenders, but there's nowhere to run as more white jerseys come flying in.
Boy, I'll tell you, one thing, you just have to say the defense. I had coaches that would say defense wins ball games, and you're just seeing it right here, right now. They're absolutely impressive. Now you know why they only give up 28 points all season.
And that's still true. Week 6, no points in this one so far.
28 points for the season. What a stingy football defense.
You like numbers. That's a pretty good one there.
Yep.
Snow in motion. Dean going to throw to Snow on the other side of the field, and he's hit by two defenders.
Yeah, and only picking up about 2, maybe 3 yards at the most. That will move the ball across the midfield stripe again, down to about the 48.
Third.
We'll call it, what, 4?
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Third and about 4.
Yeah.
Clock continues to run just past 4:45. Harpersville lines up. McMillan split very wide on the near side of the field. Here comes the snap. It's a toss to Lee, looking for blockers in front. He's driving hard. And he somersaults. Was he down?
Well, number
I'm not 60, sure he was down.
Number 60 was the man who came in to make the stop. Mike Malolo, the senior, managed to grab Lee by the shoulders. Lee wanted to get up and keep going. He said, I wasn't down.
Lee went completely upside down on that play and was able to land on his feet. It was quite a play, and I really wish we had instant replay because that was one of those you just want to see again.
Snow off on the near side, talking to the coaches, and we're now we're going to be having another timeout. So we will end up having timeouts at the darndest time. We have 3 minutes and 52 seconds remaining here in the third period. I came across a number the other day, and you will appreciate this, my friend. What is the number 375,000?
That's a big number.
It is a big number. You know anything about it?
In particular, in what you're referring to, I'm going to say no.
Okay. It is the number of iPhones sold daily.
Wow.
And it was interesting that in that particular report, they claimed that that is more than the daily number of births. So more cell phones are sold than babies are born on any given day. And I just could not
believe it. Maybe machines are going to take over the world. I mean, there's more of them than us. I'm starting to believe that.
So how's your Apple stock?
I have a Droid. I'm not an iPhone guy yet. Not that I have anything against them.
Woo.
I've seen some of the new ones. They're just so fast.
375,000 per day. 3 minutes, 52 seconds. Here goes Devin Dean.
Dean the throw on fourth down, and it's caught by Lee. He's still on his feet. He's moving down the sidelines, and he's brought down just shy of the 20-yard line.
Yeah, but it's seven, hauling down seven, so that it happened to be Stephen Lee getting the first down and putting the Harpersville Hornets in excellent field position. And Jesse Manuel, who saved the potential Lee touchdown.
I almost think Manuel and Lee are twins. Same number, very similar color jerseys, similar size, similar role to their respective clubs, as we said before. Dean has Kimmel behind him, kicking Snow in motion, fakes it to Snow, and looks to throw a call by Andrews, and good hands by Andrews as he took a shot after that catch.
It was a very, very good. It was a quick shot by Devin Dean, who fired that football down, and it was received in there at about an eight-yard gain, so it's down looking to be right about at the 15, maybe the length of the football high. Talk about the twins. Stephen Lee is a senior, 5'7", 155 pounds. Manuel, a sophomore, 5'7", 151.
Dean, four receivers. It's going to be a screen to Kimmel. He's got blockers in front of him. Looks like he could get there, but he just tripped up. What a play by number three, Brad Jump.
Yeah, we agree that it was Brad Jump who managed to just get a hand out on Kimmel and trip him up. It is first and goal to go inside the five at about the four.
Best drive Harpersville's had in this one. Looking to get in the end zone, and they are knocking on the door.
Brad Jupp, 5'4", 167 pounds, and he is built with a low center of gravity, as is Mr. Andrew Kimmel.
Play fake over the middle. Dean's going to throw a floater to the back of the end zone. Ball is tipped up, incomplete.
Yeah, going high in the air that time and trying to grab it. Who is that going to be? Andrews, I do believe, over there?
I would agree with you. Andrews had a man pretty well covered on him, but they tried to use his height to get him to reach that ball up there to no avail.
Mike McMillan coming back into the ball game for the Harpersville Hornets. McMillan at 6'3", 182 pounds, and the aforementioned Andrews at 6'4", over 200 pounds.
Fake to Snow. Dean to throw, and the ball is tipped up. Incomplete.
It was Dean that time on the very quick throw. He just fired a bullet in there. 2:20 showing on the clock, and we have a third and goal to go for Harpersville.
Crowd eagerly hoping for a score on this drive.
Yeah, I don't want to say the face-saving, but you would like to have one. Mm. Hometown crowd, good
Absolutely. Showing.
Against
a defense like Tioga, any type of offensive drives you can orchestrate is impressive. Dean under center, takes a snap, fakes it to Kimmel, who gets crushed, but up is the jump ball, and I think it's caught by Lee. Touchdown.
Oh, it is.
Touchdown by Lee. Very close. Almost a simultaneous catch.
So Stephen Lee. This is the first time today when I've really been frustrated by the similarity in uniforms, because I totally realized that, or I didn't realize that was Lee who went up and grabbed that football. So the score coming at 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in period number 3. 25-6 is our score now. And it is John Andrews who splits out to one side, Mike McMillan to the other side on the PAT attempt.
Dean, play fake left, rolls right, throws off his back foot, jumped up, and intercepted. Nope, two-point PAT conversion is no good.
Yeah, well, that was one of those where Ryan Bergeson came over. The ball had been batted up in the air, and Bergeson came down and decided, well, I want to end this one right now. And he grabbed that football. So here we are, 25-6. This game isn't over. We've still got one quarter plus 2 minutes and 15 seconds. The action continues on Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for Sports WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Gates getting ready to kick off because Shashavelli has been on the bench, appears to be banged up, and the kick is going to go to the 50 very hard, not very far, falling on right away is Harpersville.
You got that right. Tyler Gates, 6'2", 236-pounder, put his foot, and it came off to the near side, and it will be Tioga taking over on the Harpersville 49. Now, they say it ain't over till it's over, and we will see. 25-6 is our score. Both of these teams suddenly revitalized.
And under center for the Tioga Tigers is Bergeson, as he's been there all game. Takes a snap, hands it off to Zwerline, and goes to the left side of the field for a gain of about 7.
So Adam Zwerline, 5'8", 200-pound sophomore, manages to pick up about 6 as he will get down inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line.
I spoke with Coach Aiello early, and he said that Zwerline was going to get into this game, clearly using him to rest Manuel, who's had a very vast majority of the carries today. But Manuel's got another here, and he's going to go to the near side of the field and for a first down for Tioga.
So the Tigers continue to rumble as they get down inside the 40, down to about the 39-yard line. They're going to spot the ball down. Yeah, we'll call it about the 39. If you wanted to be more precise, it's probably closer to the 38-and-a-half. 1 minute and a half remaining in the third period.
Ferguson scans the field, hands it off to Dylan House, who goes to the far side of the field, and he's pushed forward for a gain of about 4.
House, another sophomore, manages to churn his way through. He's one of those players, and there are several of them that are listed as two-way starters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 11 are two-way starters.
Ferguson, in the same formation as before, three men in the backfield all behind him. Going to give it a quick handoff to Brad Jump, who sneaks his way in.
Yeah, Jump just powers his way through, trying to be just a little left off center, and then he manages to get down to, we'll call it the 31, possibly 32. Third and still about 2 yards. Long two.
And the clock continuing to run, and Tioga is just fine with that, taking their time to the line. Formation a little different. Manuel's a little further in the backfield this time, and he'll get the football. He's going to go on the near side of the field, and for a little guy, he can run really hard. That is a first down.
He probably will have that first down as he jumps across the 30. They're going to put it down at about the, we'll call it, 28-and-a-half, and as a result is going to be winding down the third quarter. So while they move the chains, we will have the opportunity to cut away and do some business. You're listening to sports on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
This afternoon's Gamma's presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use in the descriptions and accounts of this game must be granted in writing. So it is going to be Ryan Ferguson who manages to spin around, hand off to Jesse Manuel, and Manuel decides to explode out by himself. And the first play of the fourth frame goes touchdown for the Tioga Tigers. So 31-6 is the score. Once again, you'll notice that it is going to be Tanner Folk who will do the kicking. Folk is easy to spot because he is the man wearing the bright pink socks. Now he has the ball ready to go. It'll be snapped back to Ferguson. It's down, and it is going to be up, and it is good this time. So it's going to cut the uprights. That will make it 32-6. So we have the fourth and final quarter of this ball game coming up from Harpersville today. And next week it'll be the Sydney Warriors who will get an opportunity to go up against Tioga. It is going to be Sydney down at Tioga on Friday evening of next week. We make mention of that. The way the divisions are out this year, it is in Division 6. It is Harpersville and Sydney from our immediate area. And then you have Seton Catholic and Oxford, sort of from a little bit farther west, but still local teams. And then Cander and Tioga from the western part of the southern tier. They're all together because they have similar populations. Sydney being the largest in the player pool at 250, and Oxford the smallest at 179 in the census that came out earlier. Ball going to be kicked away and grabbed down in there by Stephen Lee. Lee takes it down inside the 20, gets a little bit of running room, and will run out of bounds over across the way.
Yeah, Lee just taking as much room as he had there as he caught it on his back shoulder and was able to quickly turn around and scamper for a gain of about 10 or 15 yards on the return.
So the Harpersville Hornets, if you read them from tackle to tackle, it is going to be Brad Bender, Sean Sweet, Silas Weckel, Scott Gregory, and Tyler Gates, the interior line, the offensive line for Harpersville. Dropping back, Devin Dean. He finds an eager person. That is going to be Dylan Smith. No, excuse me, John Andrews. John Andrews now goes the length of the field. That play started back at the 28-yard line. So we're going to have 50, 60, 72-yard run or pass play from Devin Dean to John Andrews. Andrews is number 26. Dylan Smith, the other end, is number 22. So you have to be very careful to pick up the proper number. All of a sudden, it's a 32-12 contest. Remember, the very stingy Tiger defense had only allowed 28 points scored against them all season. Dean looks out, and it's going to be picked off, so the PAT attempt will be no good. Going up in the air is Dylan House. The sophomore snares it down, and that will thwart the point after attempt. 32-12 is our score. 11 minutes and 36 seconds left in this contest. Tioga leading Harpersville on our Saturday afternoon football game on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney and Disney have teamed up to save you money on the perfect Disney vacation. Right now, play, stay, dine, and save at Disney World. Call Catskill Travel for a $600 savings for a family of four on a six-day Disney package with park tickets and dining. Or cruise with Disney. Sail from Miami, four nights for the low price of just $396 per person or only $495. Five per person, five nights. You must book by October 31st. Your Disney family vacation is on sale now at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So the ball is going to be teed up once again by number 71, Tyler Gates. 6'2", 236 pounds. He's a senior with a big foot.
For the Tigers.
So now the Tigers will see what they can do offensively. Approaching the football is Gates. Little short kick is going to be snapped down. Let's see, number 54 over there. That is Jake Howland.
Jake Howland.
Howland takes it right on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that kick was a slow dribbler. I want to go back to the touchdown there by Andrews. Andrews made a great catch, but a lot of that was yards after. And people always, you don't typically expect a tight end to have that kind of breakaway speed, but man, can he run.
So it was Mr. Andrews. We've seen him before. We'll see him again. Here we go. Ryan Vergeson holds off and waits for Jesse Manuel to come around. He will give it off to Manuel, but he will be stacked up immediately. As the 5'7 sophomore is stopped right at the 50-yard line, it will bring up a second and 10.
Not much running room there that time for the running back, Manuel. Just the entire defensive line collapsed around him, and he was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage on that one.
Wire TV is doing what? They're doing soccer today.
They are.
Indiana, right?
My man Dan Rea is directing that, and he is going to be doing some commentary himself.
Ah, so put the slaves to work. Ball going to be kept down here as it is going to be, Brad Jump carrying the football, getting down across the 45 to about the 42-yard line. Gain, and we'll call it about 8. So it is going to be third and a very short 2 yards.
10:30 left in the fourth quarter. Clock continuing to run.
Which do you like, announcing radio side or television side? We'll talk about that later. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. It's number 7 again, Jesse Manuel. And he makes first downs look so easy. He picks up about 10, possibly 11, all the way down to the 30-yard line.
To answer your question, Harry, I enjoy the challenges of both. I enjoy the descriptive aspect that is in radio. And in television, you really don't need an announcer. You can just watch it and know what's going on. But I'll continue that after this play.
But it's to guide the attention
Absolutely.
Of the viewer. So it is going to be Ryan Vergeson, 5'9". He barks his signals, takes a longer count. Now comes back and will go to the first man
Jump
through.
On,
that is
going to
be Brad Jump. Jump, trying to go right up the middle, picks up very short yardage. He will get down to maybe 1 or 2 yards, down to about the 28.
Finish my thought, Harry. When I think about television announcers, I think of them adding to the experience, whereas in radio, you're creating the experience. My favorite announcers I mentioned before are Mike Breen and Walt Clyde Frazier, and I just think they really capture the essence of really enjoying a Knicks basketball game on MSG.
That they do. With the emphasis, I think, on enjoy. Ball is going to be Vergeson looking for a receiver downfield, and simply stated, he has wide open. I want to say that is going to be Josh Kitcard. Kitcard, 6'3", 247 pounds. So Kitcard manages to snare one, and he was all alone in the end. So somebody had totally missed defending him. That score coming at 9:08 makes the score 38-12. Another kicking situation for Tanner Fulk. He's been about even Steven on him. This one will be high, and it's over everybody's head. Ryan Ferguson is not able to get it at all. Now there's a man who looks like he's, I don't know if he stepped out of his toe. Ferguson grabbing a hold of his shoe, now limping off the field, sort of doing a skip off the field. Now he's running at it. So 9:08 is the time remaining in this ball game. 38-12 is our score. Another Tiger touchdown for Tioga Central School. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Tanner Fulk approaches the football, and coming over from across the way, it is going to be number 65, Carter Jackson, who will kick it away, and it's going to be grabbed down in there by number 32 for the Harpersville Hornets. That is going to be running the wrong way again. Okay, let's go, Jeremiah Henneman. So it is 32. Let's get it for the Tioga Tigers. What, I didn't get that one right. Where did I?
Return
it
was Sean.
Kicked away.
Return was Sean Sweet. That's the.
It was kicked away in there by Fulk.
Mm-hmm. And the return was on Sean Sweet. You were looking at the wrong roster for Carter's actually on the other
side. Whoa! Juggling the football out in front of us is going to be Stephen Lee, as Lee finally grabs the football and hauls it on in after it spent a couple of seconds bouncing around in the air over his head.
That time Lee was able to show tremendous concentration because the ball was just kind of in no man's land as he was able to relocate it.
Fired out by Devin Dean to Stephen Lee. Now they will send Cody Snow in motion, and the ball is going to be thrown again by Dean, this time intended for John Andrews, the 6'4 senior. 38-12 is the score. Tioga over Harpersville, 8:22 remaining in the football game. The ball resting on the chalk mark at the 45 in Tioga territory. It is going to be, we'll call it third and about seven for the Harpersville Hornets. Lee brings his team out, sends Lee in motion, and Devin Dean throws one that is going to be grabbed down, and they say incomplete. It was tossed out there to John Andrews. Andrews dove for that football, came up with the football, but they say it had touched the ground.
Yeah, that time Andrews made an incredible effort to leave his feet and go completely parallel with the ground. I thought he had it, but referee had a better judge of that on the other side of the field than I did.
Had a much closer view, that's for sure. Dylan Smith coming into the ball game now. So we will see a fourth and still about seven situation. 8:16. Andrews to one side, Smith split out to the other side, rolling back is Dean. Dean's got the arm. He has a target downfield, but it's going to be picked off. Picked off by Jesse Manuel. So Manuel now gets in it. We have a bit of a push and shove and an unsportsmanlike. It's going to be called against Stephen Lee. Lee pushed down his Harper or his opponent rather vociferously, now coming off the field is going to be Dylan Smith. As the officials take charge of this one, they're going to be marching penalty yards off against Harpersville. That is the first display of sort of, shall we say, temper or even emotion in this ball game.
Yeah, on that play, it appeared that Tioga was going to get a flag for unnecessary roughness after a big hit, but the retaliation was also spotted, making that an offset type situation for the official.
So the ball, we'll see.
It was also a third flag, though, for a block in the back, I believe, on Tioga. They went back and they went forward. They had to say every penalty, so it seems that they're going to be right where they were.
So the ball is being spotted down on the high side of the 30 at about the 32-yard line. And both teams are pretty much being called to the benches, and the coaches are going to say, okay, guys, this is it. We got 8 minutes to go in this ball game, and we are going to maintain control of this contest no matter what happens and no matter how you feel. You just got to settle down and take it as it is. Well, a lot of games going on around the area today. When we had games last night, Binghamton ended up stopping Ithaca 41-14 last night. It was Corning over Horseheads 36-28. Norwich entertained Union Endicott, and the UE Tigers just mauled the Purple Tornado 54-23 was the contest. We saw the game between Deposit Hancock and Unitego. Unitego wins that one 42-14. It was Windsor stopping Oneata last night, 31-27. And Sydney, the only shutout of the evening, as they blanked Cander 41-zip. It was Elmira Notre Dame over Groton, 34-15. And Watkins Glen beat Hapless Odessa Montour 38-12, the final in that one. And finally, they're ready to go on the field, and it will be a cloud of dust, but no great game. Brad Jump picking up a very short game, the ball being spotted down at the 35-yard line.
Cloud of dust is a good way to describe it, Harry. Big piles of bodies. It's been the pattern for Tioga in this one, and that's just how they want it.
So it is going to be Ferguson on a long count. We'll hand it off into the gut. Let's see. That is going to be who? Number 11. So a reserve in here. And that is going to be... here, I got my area. Okay, that is going to be Jake Lewis, I do believe, who ends up picking up about a yard on that play. Jake Lewis, a sophomore, 5'10", 160 pounds. So he is was not listed on any of our, they just simply, they did not list him as even one of the high starting reserves. 6:45 showing on the clock. The ball is going to be beautifully faked by Ferguson. Now he's going to throw. He has a man, and it is complete. No, now they say incomplete. Now, what did he do? He caught the ball but stepped out of bounds is what it must have been.
Yeah, it looked like Kithcart thought he had it had a completion there on the sidelines, but the ref disagreed. So Kithcart looked right at him saying, hey, I had that ball.
Josh Kithcart was across midfield down at about the 43, 44-yard line, but apparently he stepped out of bounds on that one and is called incomplete. Kicking situation is punting the ball away will be Tanner Foe. The ball grabbed down by Devin Dean inside the 40 at about the 38. He will run it back to about the 43 and finally be stopped there. So while they move the chain, it will give both teams the opportunity to change their units that are in there. Think of hockey, you know, and changing offensive lines, but you don't quite see as many changes. And, of course, now we're seeing more changes because it's the end of the ball game. 6:26 remaining. First and 10. It's Devin Dean handing it off in there. on the far side, and it's going to be number 34, Andrew Kimmel, who will pick up about half of what he needed to get to the first down.
Yeah, good run that time by Kimmel. Didn't seem to have much of the initial exchange, but able to kind of create his own offense and get to the outside.
That was one of those where he ran farther laterally than he did up the field. The gain will be about 4 yards on that. So for those of you who are checking in on an afternoon to find out if your team is up, the Tioga Tigers lead in this ball game, 38-12. The ball is pitched back to Lee, and Lee will throw downfield, and it is going to be John Andrews who manages to make the catch and is down to the 40-yard line. They will say he gets to the 38 before he is stopped, and it will be first down for the Harpersville Hornets.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that play, Harry. The toss to Lee as he just jams on the brakes and looks back to throw. That look on the defense's face is kind of priceless because it's tough to predict.
So in the shotgun, it is Devin Dean. Boom! This time he goes hard in there. And it's going to be Lee who will come up off the ground. Lee now down to about the 35, and they'll spot the ball down at about the 34-yard line. So a gain on that play,
and
we'll call it about a second and long five, short six. The Tigers on defense now. Everybody down and ready to go, and the ball will be Dean, who will keep the ball as he allows Andrew Kimmel to do some fancy blocking for him, and they'll pick up a couple more yards.
Yeah, third down coming. 5 minutes. The clock continues to tick. Just under 5 minutes here now in the fourth quarter.
They will spot the ball down at the 31-yard line. That is going to be about a 3-yard pickup needed for the first down. Devin Dean, snap, drops back, looks to pass, has lots of time. Now lofts it way high into the air. And going equally high into the air is going to be the aforementioned Jesse Manuel, who smacks it out of bounds.
And then a flag comes flying in late on that collision. Might have been an early contact type thing. We'll see what the refs call.
So it is one of those they'll call pass interference against the Tioga Tigers. 4:37 remaining in this ball game. The officials now will move the ball down inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line, and it will be first and 10 for the Harpersville Hornets. 38-12 is the score. The Hornets would love to add one more. Lee goes in motion. Devin Dean is looking for a man, and he throws it, and it's going to be picked off. But there is a flag on the play. Jesse Manuel comes up the near sidelines, gets across the 20, and he will be stopped there. And everybody looks to midfield where there is a flag.
And the ruling on the flag is going to be roughing the passer. Dean took a shot right before he got rid of that one. And it seemed like it might have been late, and the flag was indeed the case.
Oh, Devin Dean now just bends over and looks down at the earth. Now he'll come to the near sideline as the ball is put down. Let's see. At about the 8-yard line. And it's now first, and we'll call it about a 2-yard that is needed to get the first down. It is going to be number 83, McMillan, who splits to the far side. Dean scrambles to the near side, and into the end zone is Cody Snow. And Cody Snow doesn't have anybody around him. He just takes that ball into his gut, and we have a 38-18 score. So we see the Harpersville Hornets scoring in one game 18 points against a defense that has given up only 28 points all season previous to this game.
Yeah, that was a tremendous touchdown by Snow. And honestly, excellent poise by Dean as well, drawing the defender near him, just waiting for that precious second where he could finally throw it. And Snow was like, please, I'm wide open. Got him.
I have to respect both of these teams. Devin Dean to John Andrews. Good for the two-point conversion. So it is now 38-20, and this ball game isn't over yet. It is now 4 minutes and 21 seconds remaining in this contest. It's a Saturday afternoon thriller on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Enchanted Gardens Route 7 Harpersville is a full-service florist featuring beautiful flowers perfect for any occasion? They also have antiques, candles, jams and jellies, and other great gift selections. Plus, you can save 20% off their already low prices on trees and shrubs right now. Enchanted Gardens is fully insured and still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Or for a free estimate, call Steve or Sherry at 693-275. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7, Harpersville. Family owned and operated for over 27 years.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So this time approaching the football, it is going to be number 71, Tyler Gates, who manages to get it down to, we'll call it the 35. Finally, Mike Malillo comes in and will put it away, and it will be first and 10 for the Tioga Tigers.
And up 18, Malillo had no interest in returning this ball, had a little room, but elected just to fall down and take the possession.
We had made mention of the fact so many times about having games that aren't blowouts. You want to have a game that's quite competitive, even though the Tigers really earned every bit of their lead in this ball game, and it's been leading throughout. Ball going to be handed off to Manuel. Manuel gets some running room. He'll get up toward midfield. He'll get the first down, and the ball will be at the 50-yard line. But the thing that I can't get over is even though Tioga has led throughout, this has been a good ball game. This has been a reasonably exciting ball game. This certainly is not a blowout ball game. Ryan Ferguson looking left and looking right. Now has the football. Will go back in there to Brad Jump. Brad Jump gets a little bit of running room, puts all of his 5'4 frame behind it and pushes forward down inside the 45 to about the 41-yard line.
Yeah, good run that time by Jump, and a nice display of sportsmanship for Harpersville, helping him up after a nice hard run.
3:33, the clock still running in the waning moments of this ball game. Tigers out in their formation, taking his time is Ferguson. Ferguson still standing, letting the clock run down. Now he has things under control and is ready to go. He will hand it off again to Brad Jump, and the junior will get down across the 30-yard line and down to about the 27 before he is tripped up, and it's another Tioga Tiger first down. So they will spot the ball down at, we'll say, the 27. 2:57, the clock still running.
Some good power football by Jump being displayed on this drive.
So here we go. Ferguson now looks off to the right, waves something to the sidelines, is ready to go, and will go once again to Jump, and Jump still on his feet, shifts the ball from his right hand to his left hand, gets in the goal area before he is tripped up. It looks like the ball will be spotted down at about the 5, possibly the 4.5-yard line.
Yeah, that ball is going to be spotted on the floor. But on that play on the Tigers, I was so completely faked out that it looked like the ball was going to go to none other than Jesse Manuel on the other side of the field. But I completely lost it. Good play,
Brad. Brad Jump was the man. They just stuck it in his gut. So here we go. Ferguson again. He comes back, goes again to Jump. He says, Mr. Manuel, we've worked you too hard. So it is going to be Brad Jump who will carry in the touchdown. He gets that five-yard touchdown run. So Brad Jump, who has had his name in the paper for the last couple of ball games with touchdown carries, now has one that will lift Tioga to a 44-20 lead with about 2 minutes and 9 seconds remaining. Tanner Falk, point after attempt, kicks it up, kicks it through. And with that, it is now a, change the scoreboard. I want to say 44, but I may be 45. We'll see in a moment. You're listening to Tri-Town Area Football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire. Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101. And AM 1490, WCDO.
You're home. So it's a kicking situation. Once again, it will be Tanner Foltz who has it teed up at the 40-yard line. All of the Tigers slap their hands, and now once again, it is going to be Jackson who will come over and actually make the kick. This time it's a long kick that will be taken down at about the 20-yard line by Sean Sweet. So Sweet gathers it in, very short run back. The ball will be located down at about the 24 as the final 2 minutes.
Can't help but notice a number like 67 on Sean Sweet. That's the second time he's caught a kick return. He's displayed some great hands for a guy who's listed at a guard and linebacker.
Yep. Sweet 5'9", 196-pound junior for the Hornets. So now they will split the man way out to the left side. That is Michael McMillan. And the ball will be on the ground near side. And that is going to be number 24. That is Dante Carroll, a sophomore at 5'8", 168 pounds. He churns his way out to about the 40-yard line. Far enough for another first down for the Hornets.
Yeah, Carroll showing some heart on his first carry of the game, desperate to get in there and get some action. Great hard run running downhill, as you could say, as he's pushed out of bounds after a first down.
Dylan Smith splits off to the near side as Devin Dean makes the count. They send the man in motion, and it is going to be handed off in there to number 4. That is Dylan Lindsay, another sophomore. As the coaches now begin to give some of the younger running backs an opportunity to show their stuff, Lindsay, a sophomore, as we said, 5'11", 168 pounds, a minute and a half left in this contest. So we want to thank all of the folks who listened along the line from the Southern Tier via WCDOsports.com today. Ball going to be handed off in there. That may very well be Lindsay again. There was a 4 in that. Nope, coming up off the bottom of the pile, it's number 24, Dante Carroll, who gets the carry. We invite you to join us again next week. If you can't go to the game, join us as we will probably be seeing the Sydney at Tioga contest on Friday night from Tioga. You can hear any of our games any time of the year. We welcome your ears. Now, final 40 seconds. The ball down at the 49-yard line. Dante Carroll gets the football, gets a little bit of running room. He will have the first down, and he will get across to the 42-yard line. And the clock will be stopped with 32.4 seconds remaining.
And the future may be bright for the Hornets. Carroll and Lindsey, both sophomores, running very well on the carries I've seen them at the end of this game.
I've seen lots of good prospects here, both last night and tonight. Dante Carroll again comes in, got to carry the football again. He'll pick up a couple more yards as he gets down to the 40 before he is finally stopped by Keegan Jensen, a 5'9 senior. And with that, they're going to allow the clock to run down. The final score will be 45-20. Cuyahoga defeating the Harpersville Hornets on Senior Recognition Day here at Harpersville. We'll be back with a final recap and our post-game show coming up in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, it ended up being a contest that started a little bit late because of a flat tire on the Tioga bus. And here at quarter after four, I guess we can say it's ending a little bit late today, but so be it. It was a very good contest.
And Harpersville showed a lot of heart in a game that was ultimately controlled by Tioga to start. They had a 19-0 lead at halftime, and then took a 25-0 lead after a touchdown by Jump in the third quarter. But then they fought back a little bit. It was 25-6 after a touchdown by Lee. Another touchdown for Tioga made 32-6. And Andrews had a phenomenal reception, about 72 yards, making it 32-12. And then after another touchdown and a two-point conversion for Harpersville, that time it was Cody Snow. They were able to match, make it 38-20 was the score. And then the last touchdown was Brad Jump again for Tioga, making our final 45-20. Lots of scoring in this one.
Yeah, and one of those games where you have to once again say, the Harpersville Hornets ended up scoring 20 points against a team that in its previous games had only allowed 28 points total all season. So we want to thank all of you for listening and joining our broadcast today. We hope that we will see you again in the future. And we want to thank Joe Gardner back at the studio and making sure that the streaming audio goes out and that our audio archives go online so that you can hear this broadcast anytime you want to. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and putting our customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Anthony, I always appreciate the thought that you put into the selections of the offensive, defensive, and all-purpose players, and particularly for the little points that you pick up that make those people deserving. Your justification. Your thoughts on offensive player?
My justification for Ryan Vergerson winning offensive player this week is his ability to really just keep the entire offense on the same page, very composed, and those ball fakes over the middle were very impressive, getting his ball to Manuel to jump to whoever was in the backfield on any play. Definitely Vergerson is offensive player in my eyes.
Just the controller, the man in there play after play. Post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and in Margaretville, the dynamic defensive player.
The pass rush for Tioga and overall push against the run, against the pass, you name it, the defensive line was phenomenal for Tioga in this one. It's a big part of why they've had success all year. And a name that I said that we noticed repeatedly was Mike Malella, defensive tackle for Tioga. And I just felt that his ability to constantly get pressure and make it difficult for Harpersville to run the football is allowing him to be a defensive player this week.
One of the key things that you notice on a defensive player, not the guy who necessarily gets the ball, but the guy that stops the guy with the ball.
Yeah, he constantly disrupted plays in this one.
Finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in our communities. And happy to be a part of these broadcasts of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer.
This All-Purpose player is, without a doubt, Jesse Manuel. His ability to run the ball, his ability to elude people twice his size, the amount of rushing yards he had tonight, this afternoon, was phenomenal. And on defense, he was able to come away with two interceptions in the secondary. So all-purpose, Jesse Manuel.
Yes, all around. Again, the final score, 45-20. Next week, we will have only a Friday night game for you, and it will be the Sydney Warriors down at Tioga. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Anthony Beers.
And we will be with you next week. We hope that we will see you in the stands, but if not, please join us next to your radio or streaming device. In the meantime, for more continuous favorites, stay tuned to FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From the football field in Harpersville, New York, good afternoon, everybody.